Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hey, 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 everybody. Michael Janz, co-founder of Agency Revolution, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast presented by Agency Revolution, creators of the most powerful marketing and communication software that was built with you in mind to meet the needs of insurance agencies and brokerages. Let me ask you a real quick question. Do you believe as an independent insurance agency that the heart of your business is the strength of the relationship you have with your customers? Okay, leading question, obvious answer. Now that we both agree on that, let me ask you another question. When was the last time you saw what Agency Revolution products and technologies can do for you? If it's been a while, then you should check in because there have been a lot of updates, a lot of upgrades, and they are amazing. Visit agencyrevolution.com and get a demo. If you haven't had a demo, no harm in that, and then you can make your own informed decision about the future of your agency. Now, that being said, let's talk about the future because the future of the industry looks quite a bit different than the past does. And one of the reasons is because, well, one of the reasons is customer behavior is just flat out changed. We could argue about why, but certainly the introduction of technologies that are now very well received and very well established have changed consumer behavior. And so how has the industry responded to that? Well, clearly, and I think I can say this without much controversy, the single greatest change within the independent insurance agency, like the staffing structure of today, it's not just hiring new producers or more CSRs, it's that more and more successful fast growth agencies are hiring a marketer. Part-time, full-time, staff, contract, however it's being done, more and more agencies are hiring marketers. And you can refer to my relatively recent podcast conversation with Chuck Blondino from Safeco about this, or my conversation with Nick Andrews at Liberty about this. So in this case, let me share with what this one's all about. On one hand, it's always a great honor when I interview a CEO of an insurance company or the top echelons of the industry, but the great joy is when I have an opportunity to dive into the weeds and really discover and uncover what's happening between at the street level between an independent insurance agency and its marketplace and its customer base. And that's what this conversation is about. I am speaking with Tia Gagnon, the marketing manager at Chalmers Insurance Group in New England, a tremendous agency, very well respected, 8 branches. And Tia was hired, as I recall, 2.5 years ago, to serve as marketer. She's been in the agency, I think, for about 6 years, but she's taken this role on in the last couple of years, and we have seen a tremendous transformation of a number of things. On one hand, culture, and on the other hand, numbers which are easily measurable, higher retention, higher policy per customer count, incredibly high referrals. So this is practical, tactical stuff, and Tia doesn't hold anything back. She really shares very generously what she does, how she does it, what technology she uses, which ones get her tremendous results, how frequently she meets with the supervision, with the leadership of the agency, how she interacts with CSRs and producers, how she engages the team. This is a masterclass in the role of the marketer in an independent insurance agency. So buckle up and be prepared for a terrific conversation. A couple of things before I bring you into that conversation. One, as always, please, if you would be kind enough, connect with me on LinkedIn. Let's be chums. And also with Agency Revolution. Follow Agency Revolution. I don't want you guys to miss out on the groovy, juicy stuff that's happening in the industry right now. So those are a couple things you should do. If you are, if you're curious about this position, the marketer in the independent insurance agency, email me and I'll send you some of my latest work on the four stages of the marketer in the modern insurance agency. Email me, michael@michaeljans.com. Subject line, four stages would be terrific. And whatever you want to say in the note, I will read it. And finally, if you'd be kind enough to give us a five-star review on your favorite iTunes or podcast platform of your choice, that would be super duper. And if I don't earn five stars, email me and tell me what I can do better. And I'm always open to suggestions and ideas from you about who to interview and any questions you've got. Love to hear from you. Questions are beginning to pour in from listeners. I did mention that I may be doing an Ask Me Anything podcast coming up sometime in the next month or two. What kind of questions would you like my insight or answers to? Again, michael@michaeljans.com. So, hey, buckle up. Now you're going to enjoy a terrific conversation with Tia Gagnon, marketing manager at the Chalmers Insurance Group. Tia, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, good. And I'm thrilled about this conversation. And I think this is an important conversation. So, like, no pressure on you. but I think to a large extent, I think that hearing your story is really important for the industry right now, because based on one, legitimate research, and two, my observations, okay? And maybe you can take the research more seriously, but also in my observations and working with my own clients, your story is the story of the industry now, and it's the future of the industry. So I'm excited about this conversation. So thank you so much for joining us. So first, if you would, maybe just tell us like what your job is, and then, you know, what I think it'll become clear to our listeners why I'm excited about this conversation.
Yeah, so I'm the marketing manager at Chalmers Insurance Group. It's an agency in Western Maine. And really, my job is to share our story, share the many stories of the good work that we do in our industry and for our neighbors in our community.
Got it. How long have you been the marketing manager?
Yeah, so I've been with Chalmers for 6 years, and specifically in marketing for four.
Got it. All right. So here's why I think it's important, because, actually, the reason we're having this conversation is because your name was used as an example in my interview with Nick Andrews at Liberty. And largely what we were talking about and what I was asking him was, you know, like, tell us what agencies are doing and like what's really working out there. And so, you know, that's what like stimulated this conversation. And prior to that, in my conversation with Safeco's Chuck Blondino, he revealed that in their most recent annual agency survey, 63% of their top performing tier of agencies in Safeco and Liberty had some form of marketer. And that number is going up consistently year after year. And I will contrast this with perhaps those who worked with me back in the early days. So let's go back, you know, 20 years or 15 years. The number was just so close to zero, it was impossible to measure. And in my client base, you know, most of the quote-unquote marketing and the principles that I was teaching and the tactics that I was sharing or the strategies I was sharing, they really had to be executed or implemented by the principal. Now, there were some who were relying on assistance support personnel to help them. But now we can see that a major transformation has happened, or I would say is happening in the industry. And Tia, you represent that. So let's start at the beginning. I'm going to walk through the story, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you as marketer do, and the impact that the positive impact that that's had on the agency. So you started 6 years ago. And tell me, like, how did you, like, was that a lifelong dream to work in an insurance agency? How did you get started and what did you do?
Yeah. So first, thanks to Nick and to the SafeGo Marketer Development Program, because that program, the teachers are amazing. If you can take it, you should take it. When I started, I mean, that wasn't even an option. That wasn't even, I don't feel like in anybody's, plan. So I started as an assistant, got my license, PNC license, and then I really kept getting drawn back to something that I started when I was an assistant, and that was developing our social media.
Okay. So the initiative to develop a social media presence, was that did that come from you or from management?
Yeah, it was just something that I noticed. So I feel like anyone can be a leader. So in whatever position you are, when you see something that's missing, offer it up, put it together, and make it happen for your agency. And usually, if you have a great leadership team like I did and do, they'll support you and help you develop it.
So you said it was what you saw. So what you by I assume that what you saw was that there was relatively little social presence.
Yeah, little social presence, outdated kind of website. Just things that needed to be freshened up, and I had no formal marketing background.
Okay, so when you came into the agency, you came in. It was a job, right?
Yeah.
You weren't saying it wasn't the fulfillment of a dream to be, a marketing manager in the small business or insurance. It was Tia needs a job, right?
Yes. And not even on my radar.
Okay. And as I recall, you started at the front desk.
Yes.
Okay.
So I really had the opportunity to learn all of the aspects of working in an agency, and now I learn more and more every day. The industry is always changing, so you really have to be a student of the industry.
Uh-huh.
Get interested. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to circle back to that one and also preface by saying I wish more agency principals were students of the industry and took that as seriously as you do. So congratulations to you. So at some point then within your first couple of years, you were noticing that there seemed to be a gap between the agency and its what connection to the marketplace or like sharing its presence and its story, and you raised that to your management team.
Yeah, and it's just kind of the position has grown and evolved from just starting with social media to really now what I do is work with our management team. Department head and the senior leadership team. My biggest mentor is Steve Cody. He's our president. So I work with him like hand in hand to make sure that his vision and the senior leadership's vision and goals and message is the one that we're sharing with our community, our prospective clients, and our clients.
Okay, that's relationship, the integration of the vision, the alignment of the vision, and its execution through you and through your efforts is really critical. I'm curious, like, do you have a regular cadence of meetings with Steve?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, roughly how?
Weekly.
Okay.
Actually, a weekly meeting, and that kind of stemmed from going through SafeGo Marketer Development Program, and we we had that on the books as a requirement. And then we were like, hey, this really works for us. So we've kept it. And it's great. It's just a one-on-one time. I get to know, like, all right, what's going on in his head? How do we align? How does marketing support his vision and get that message out?
Okay. Without getting too much into the weeds, roughly, how would you characterize the vision or the story that Steve wants you to share to your marketplace?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's way more than just product, price, ease of doing business, and trust. I feel like sometimes those are the given.
Okay.
We have our core values.
So you're not jumping on social and say, hey, man, look at our shiny new homeowner's policy.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely not. That's the easy way to start, though. So
yeah, okay.
You always share the info that your carrier reps give you, your marketing reps from your carriers. You can always go on to Safeco and grab social content.
Right.
That's a huge support to start.
Got the ball rolling. Okay.
Yeah, so you want to dig down and get a little deeper and figure out what are you really about? We're a fourth generation, family owned, family operated business in Western Maine. We love our clients. We love insurance. We love our coworkers. We really find value in protecting our neighbors. So when we share on social or in advertisements or with our community members, we want to make sure that they know that we really do care about protecting their assets more than just, here's a great product, we want to make money, that kind of thing.
Got it.
So you really have to dig down and do some soul searching and figure out what your company vision is and what you really bring to the table. And share that. That's the connection.
Well, you just you did just give a little mini masterclass in things to think about beyond price and product.
Yeah.
So
Sorry, I can keep on going and going. On
yeah.
That.
Well, look, no, I'm taking copious notes when Tia talks. I take notes. So you talked about being a fourth generation family owned business that loves insurance, loves the community, loves coworkers, finds value in protecting neighbors. I mean, those are terrific stories. So, could you give us maybe one example, today or one day this week, what was a message that you may have delivered to your marketplace? What was the story?
Yeah, so we just had our annual meeting. So it's a business meeting. It's not an all-day event where everyone from each of our 8 offices comes together. And it's kind of cool. We call it our family reunion. It's a really special time for us, and I just shared a picture of Steve, our president, with Jim, our vice president, who is also an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Just a candid interaction between them where, Steve won a Mount Washington Valley Treasure Award, and that's for a lifetime of service to the community.
Uh-huh.
And Jim comes up and grabs the mic, and he's just Steve's a really great guy, and last night he gave me some money for a beer, and he gave the money back to him, the $5 or whatever. And I just thought it was just a cool kind of special moment that they shared.
So did you share a still picture or was it a video?
I have the video, but I just did a still picture of him handing it over.
Okay. So that went out on social, and now presumably are we talking Facebook?
Yeah, so we share that on Facebook, and then we try to tailor it to each platform. We did Instagram, and then I'll do a more serious post and put that on LinkedIn.
Okay, so the three are those the three platforms that you rely on: Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Okay. And as you said, for the Facebook and Instagram posting, it's relatively kind of colloquially and casual. And when you go to LinkedIn, you polish it up and make it a little more businessy.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And the frequency with which you post on social is what?
I would say we try to do every other day. It just depends on how much content you're putting out there. You want it to be valuable to your audience. So if you don't have anything to post that day, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you don't have anything to post for the next 2 days, it's okay. Just make sure it's meaningful.
Okay. So I want to circle back to something. You have, as I recall, you have 8 offices?
Yes.
Okay. So when you had the quote-unquote family reunion, and how many employees?
Yes, we have 100 employees.
I'm sorry, 100?
100.
Yes. Yes. So I don't know if everybody came, but you got, you know, a monster group of people. And so obviously that's an opportunity where it's rich for you to take pictures of virtually anybody and everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That content.
Yeah.
All of those pictures, like I have all of them. We had a couple of different coworkers who like to take photos, so they helped me out.
Uh-huh.
And now I have this collection of pictures that can take me for quite a while.
Okay, you can, so you can
on my calendar.
Yeah, all right. And so when you're not having a monster family reunion and you've got people distributed, is it throughout Maine, or does your footprint go beyond that?
Yeah, so throughout Maine, and then we have Ossipee, New Hampshire, and North Conway, New Hampshire, and that's where I'm based out of.
Got it. So
go ahead.
Well, so you're in a couple of states, right? And so what I'm curious about is, how do you get visual content from the other 7 branch offices, or the other 7 offices?
All right. So that's actually a really good question, because what started out as me being like the annoying social media girl begging for pictures.
Okay. Yeah.
And like people shying away and like running.
Oh, here comes Tia. We go like, don't take my picture. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Get out of here. Uh-huh. Has really turned into, we've just kind of mobilized our entire group, our entire team into these like marketing machines. So they like to share what's going on in their offices. So we also have an intranet where it helps all of us connect, like, internally. So we share things there, too. So it's a little competitive. It's really fun. But, yeah, we have office coaches. So we do some really cool things. We're out in the community. We have, you know, like, Halloween dress-up contests, things like that that I get the pictures now, and people want to share.
They want to share it. Okay, so you've got you've got your army of photographers in the other parts of the agency.
Yes, it's
okay.
Definitely a team effort.
Now, you had mentioned out in the community. I don't think we've talked much about that. What do you mean when you say that?
So one of our core values is community involvement, and that can be in our industry. We've chosen to be leaders, so I feel like that is something that it goes beyond just being a leader in your career or at your work. That needs to stem into everything that you do. So, like out in the community, we are, you know, running boards, or we're part of boards. We're at our national and our state associations for insurance. Yeah, we're out there just giving back and being there. And I think that that's something that anybody can do, but you just have to dedicate the time.
Got it. Okay, so presumably the agency's active in, let's say, 8 different local communities in New England, right? And people are on, and maybe president of the chamber or a charitable board or something like that. And so is that then part of your storytelling? You present that through presumably social, and probably also we'll talk about marketing automation in a moment. And so those are part of the stories that is part of the ongoing story you tell.
Yeah. So much so that we've kind of done away with like the broad brush marketing tactics, like, okay, we're going to go all over, you you know, print and radio and tell everybody how cool we are. We'd rather support our community members and let them tell parts of our story.
Uh-huh.
Shows in press release and free press and community members, they'll come to me and ask me to share their events or share things that we sponsor.
Oh.
And I think that's just more impactful than us, you know, explaining to everybody why we're so great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See how great we are.
Yeah, you let the story tell itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So moving along here, then after a while where you were, as you said, the annoying social media girl, right? Your position has evolved and you've taken on more responsibilities. So what happened? How did that transpire?
Yeah, definitely. So some people probably still think I'm the annoying social media girl. I'll own it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now in my day to day, even though I'm still posting on social, and that is a big and important part of my job, I think that even more so now, it's about creating the strategy behind our marketing campaign.
Ah, okay. And, all right. So that's, yeah that's magic to my ears. So talk to us a little bit about that. Because there was something that you said in our earlier conversation where you said it's important that the technology aligns with the strategy.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, yeah. So yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that, how strategy guides your decisions and guides your execution.
Yeah, so you can have these lofty ideas. You can have, you know, these one-off social posts or these one-off communications with your clients, but how does that actually build the relationship with your clients and your community? And that's something that we had to ask ourselves. So really, when we're talking strategy, we're talking growth. We're talking relationship management and... to do that, we have to be efficient and just make the time to create this the strategy where we're continually reaching out to our clients,
uh-huh.
touching base with them, meeting them where they are, and for us to do that, it's pretty hard to organize a staff of 100 people to do the same exact thing, reach out at all of these different touch points so that we can be there when our clients need us all the time. So technology is amazing. Technology, we use it to optimize our communication strategy and strengthen our relationships with our clients. Whereas before, it just wasn't as consistent. And it's like, if we want to be the best, if we want to be excellent, we have to kind of like break down all of these different experiences that our clients have with us and say, how can we be better? And that's where the strategy comes in.
Got it. All right. So, Tia, it sounds like the at the core of your strategy is the value of making relationships deeper and stronger.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. And so beyond posting social, and I don't want to minimize the importance of that, but you know, we're going to recognize that. I mean, we're lucky in the best of worlds if, let's say, 2% of our followers even see our social posting, and so the regularity matters. But we're going to be missing a lot. It's certainly not the only communication medium that we have available to us. So, what else do you do to execute on that value or that core strategy of deeper, stronger relationships?
Yeah, so we know that we need to be, like, to be an agent in the future, to continue doing what we love, we need to adopt technologies that enable efficiencies in all aspects of our business, and that's from marketing to sales to service. So, something that we implemented, which you're probably very familiar with, is agency Revolution.
Okay, heard of it. Heard of it. All right.
Yeah. It's a game changer. So, not that I really want to like give it all out because all the info out because it really is like something special and it's become a huge part of our communication strategy. So, you're right. You can't only look outward. You have a base of clients where you need to keep in touch with them, and they're your best chance for another warm lead. They're your best chance for a referral. They're the most connected and loyal to your brand. You're not out there just like, sifting through prospect lists trying to find your next client. Like, you have a base of clients, so use that. And that's what Agency Revolution has helped us do. And when your strategy is really based on, it's client-centric, and you go back and you go account by account and just figure out how you can make an impact for those clients, you're doing them a justice, and you're getting your word out there to people who are already willing to listen.
Okay, so let's walk through this because I think there's some lessons in the story. At some point along the line, the agency chose to act on this strategy by doing what you talked about, embracing technology, and looked at marketing automation, in this case, Agency Revolution, and chose to use that as its platform. I'm going to guess, based on my experience when I was active with the company, and at least that part of the company, that there was perhaps some resistance. Like, people were maybe, fearful or frightened about all of a sudden going from, I don't want to overemphasize this, but maybe almost no outbound communication other than the traditional kinds to boom, push a button, and all of a sudden we're delivering, in your case, tens of thousands of email messages at once. I'm assuming that there may have been some resistance to that.
Totally.
Like, not even just like a little. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Because it's beyond just the technology. It's not like it's Agency Revolution's fault. It's like the fear of, oh my gosh, robots are gonna, like, if they're doing that, what am I gonna do?
Okay. All right. So no, I hadn't even thought about that one. That maybe there were some people who were thinking, wait, I'm the communication liaison to my client base, and now the robot is. All right.
Yes, they're mine. So it's gone from a me mine type of deal to either our client.
Ah.
That's really come from leadership. That's from Steve. That's from Dottie and Jim. And we know these are our clients.
Got it.
So I'm over here now, not only the social media girl. I am saying, hey, I can help you out with Agency Revolution. Let's set up some time to create a few campaigns that will help your department, help you get your message out, cross-sell, or just get a referral. Let's do that. Oh, you don't have time to make 900 calls. Okay.
That 86% of the recipients don't want to get. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, well, let's warm them up. Let's first of all be consistent in our communications and send out communications every couple months so that our client base remembers us and knows that we care. We're reaching out. We're not being reactive. We're flipping the switch.
Ah.
It's a total like mind shift. It's like, all right, we're proactive. We're the advisors. We're the ones you trust. We're going to reach out to you because we do care. That's our main use of the Agency Revolution.
So maybe that that transformation, maybe it is fairly extreme, where the kind of the default for a lot of agencies, and I don't want to say this about yours, but the default for a lot of agencies is, we're going to be really, really good at reactive communication. So when Frank calls, we're going to take great care of Frank, the customer. And boom, you know, then we took care of Frank and I feel good and moving on, waiting for the next inbound phone call. Right. And so, yeah. So to some extent, Tia, the, annoying social media girl, now is saying, hey, we're going to change everything. All right.
Oh,
so,
they're going to love it.
Okay. So admittedly, yeah. And understandably, maybe there was a little bit of resistance, a little bit of fear. At some point you earned their confidence or the trust of the rest of your team. And you probably, as you said, you had support from Steve about that. Now, those departments or those producers, those divisions that you work with, now how do they, if before it was fear, now how do they feel about this new strategy?
Now it's a blessing. So I don't think that we could really do what we do without it.
Did you say blessing?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. With all the divine connotations. all right, I like that one. I'll make sure that the folks at Agency Revolution hear that one.
Tell Joel that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll tell Joel that he is also part of that blessing. All right, so and so now they do feel that it's... Why do they feel that? What are they getting out of it?
It's giving them a way to reinforce their relationship with their client. So before, maybe they were expected to send out a welcome packet, a welcome letter.
Which, by the way, like is way letter. Way proactive compared to the industry average. So, so there was some good stuff in the culture before. And so now these things happen automatically.
Yeah, and a lot of it is. It's like we have these ideas. Mm-hmm. Have these goals, and we're like, yes, we want to be able to reach out to our clients. We have a lot of clients.
Yeah, so, yeah. As I recall, you've got over 20,000 clients.
Yeah.
So you're insuring, but that's roughly half of Maine. Okay, teasing.
Goals.
We all have goals.
Yes. So, I just. It makes their job a little bit easier.
Uh-huh.
And it aligns with what they want to do.
Yeah.
And if it aligns with what our front lines are doing, and it aligns with what our senior leadership wants and is going to make happen, then use it. Like, use the technology to your benefit, you know?
Yeah.
And get it going. Because
okay.
There are just certain things that you can't do as an individual, but automated technology can really help you out.
Yeah, good technology multiplies. So, the team members have gone from fear to it's a blessing, and that's really important. I mean, that probably makes your job tremendously easier than having to fight through the resistance. Okay. And so I want to jump out then to the recipients, the end consumers of the content that you deliver, your customer base. First anecdotally, like what do they say now that you're communicating with them? And you've been doing it for 2 or 3 years. Am I right about that?
Yeah. 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And so what are the customers saying?
Yeah. So the folks who really do not like email and do not want to be emailed,
right,
they let you know right off the bat. So I think like that initial like transition period from, hey, we don't reach out to our clients enough, to, hey, we're reaching out all throughout the year, all year long. They let you know, and then you just take them out of the campaign.
Right. Now, I want to address that one, or, you know, let's, you and I explore that one for a minute. Some people feel like, oh my gosh, I got an unsubscribe. Somebody doesn't like me. The sky is falling.
Yeah, the world's ending.
Yeah, right. Yeah. End of world.
Yeah, you gotta get over it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that basically the perspective of marketers is you should like invest zero calories of energy into unsubscribes. You just allow them to unsubscribe, or you unsubscribe them if they ask. Next, right? Okay.
Yep. but now it's just a 360. So I received an email from one of our account managers, and it's just, it's so nice because they're seeing the value in these consistent communications going out. Their clients are reaching back out. They're responding. And they're connecting with their agents. So it's not about me. It's about the relationship between the agent and their client. So, for example, it just says, I got a very nice note from my client back in response to your thank you email blast, and I wanted to share it with you as encouragement. Mm-hmm. What you do matters so much. Thank you for the time and thought you put into our AR campaign. They're making a difference in raising the bar. And I'm like, yes.
Wow.
That's what we want.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
And what was it that the client was saying?
Yeah, so they received a thank you, just that we're grateful for their business. And it just says, hey, I looked for you at the chamber dinner. And I, you know, so they're trying to connect outside of of the insurance world. They're going into the chamber dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, you know, I appreciate the social media that you're putting out. And then also, just have a great day and thank you for all you do. Take care.
Got it. All right.
Simple as that. Like a little, like, nice note.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Other ones are just, you know, they're reaching back out saying, oh, we bought a new car. Oh, you know, we want to buy a new house. That kind of thing. In response to these campaigns, or hey, I was thinking about a boat.
Okay, so they're presenting opportunities to you that otherwise may not have been presented.
Exactly.
Because you're there and you're present with them. Tia, do you know roughly how many campaigns you have active in your system now?
Yes, yeah, so we have 7 going.
Uh huh.
And the most, or the one that I feel is the most beneficial to us is our welcome kit. And we have welcome kit. We have thank you after renewal, account reviews a couple of times a year, e-news, quarterly e-news, you know, lost client campaigns, and we're working on cross-selling.
Got it. Campaigns. Okay. So, for example, the welcome kit, you know, I mean, conceivably could go out from, you know, not 100 people, but like dozens of people, right? It's not coming from Tia, who nobody knows, right?
So it's going out from their agent. So
got
the client's agent is sending out these emails, and they just happen to be automated. But that doesn't diminish the value. They're still thinking that, oh yeah, it's coming from my agent.
Coming from the agent, and as I recall, you're on AMS 360.
Yeah.
So these are automatically triggered, and it's picking up the information from your agency management system.
Right. So
got it.
Really, I mean, Agency Revolution, it has to be a partnership. It has to be a part of your processes and your strategy, because it's intertwined with what your AMs are doing. So the data that they put in triggers AR. And so, like, one of the first campaigns that we held, like, internally was Drive for 85. And that was before, like, we kind of knew we wanted to go the automation route, but we didn't feel like we could support that until we updated all of our contact information.
Yeah.
Really, we were driving for 85% of our, you know, to update our client information to 85%. And we went way beyond that, and now we have 80% with active emails, which is kind of a hard thing.
So you've got, once again, you've got emails for 80% of your customer base.
Yes.
Right. And
so
when
that set us up for success.
Okay. And when you started with Agency Revolution 2.5 years ago, what percentage did you have then?
Under 50.
And do you know what was your most successful way to get new email addresses?
Yes. So that all came from, this was before automation. So this all came from our account management team.
Uh-huh.
So they all like buckled down. They were asking the questions, updating the contact information, updating their accounts. So like that was a huge team effort just to get us on the right foot so that we could, you know, prepare and do it the right way.
All right. I got two or three other questions that I want to like dig into before we wind this up. Number one, how do you know all this stuff works? Like, you know, how do we justify Tia's efforts and the agency's commitment to technology?
Yeah. So, well, we're growing.
Okay.
and that's always a good one.
Yeah.
So we have some KPIs and, you know, it's showing growth.
Right.
And that's always positive. We're also growing in the number of staff that we have.
So
all across the board, we're in, you know, a growth mode. Like the policies per account is up 3 points. Our top campaign open rate is 60%. So
yeah, but, and that, you know, some people may, I mean, the average person listening to that may not realize that, like, compared to, you know, the marketing industry averages, that's a mind-blowing number, 60% open rate. And then, obviously, you know, there are a lot of factors that go into that. And do you know what your average open rate is for your emails?
Yeah, 40%.
Okay, again, that's a mind-blowing number. Yeah, that's So that's one question. What about referrals?
Yeah, that keeps me employed.
Yeah, okay.
which is good. And but I think it's like it's even more than just the numbers. It's you know, how it's our net promoter score. It's our numbers, but it's how we're the feeling that we get when we're talking with our clients and how the relationships are being built. So that's like kind of like the soft.
Do you run a net promoter score?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you've, this is a bit of an aside, but yesterday I had the opportunity to see Agency Revolution's new net promoter score feature, and it's really mind blowing. So, You'll be happy when you get your hands on that one. I got a couple of other questions. We've talked about email, we've talked about social and like still pictures. Do you do anything with video?
Yes, but we want to do more.
Okay. And so it's like a typical video, would it be what marketers call a low production video, where you could like shoot it on your phone and maybe not do anything to it other than maybe clip the beginning and end off and boom, you got a video.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's great tools out there.
Uh-huh.
Like Biteable, Facebook, you can just create a video on Facebook.
Got it.
It's low production for the most part. Stuff that lives on our website, that's professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just a good mix. If you're doing video, you can do just do it with your iPhone or hire somebody out.
Yeah. Okay. Next question, I'm kind of circling back on part of maybe a theme from this conversation. Have you noticed that there's been a transition or transformation in agency culture? That because right now, I mean, you clearly the agency, it stands for deeper, proactive, deeper relationships. Has that changed the culture? Has it strengthened that value?
Yes, definitely. There's just like this great team atmosphere here. So kind of like what I said before. Okay, so social girl, like she's doing it basically on her own, trying to grab all these pictures and at these different events when really it's easier and more beneficial to empower everyone to take their hand in it. Marketing isn't just a department. I feel like marketing, it includes your sales process. It's a business function. So everybody has their hand in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about organizing and empowering people so that they can take their piece and bring their piece to the next level.
Okay. That's a good segue to my next question. There's no right or wrong answer on this one, Tia. So now, you know, when, you know, Tia shows up at work and, you know, there's stuff you've got to do, right? Do you identify, like professionally, do you identify as a marketer? Do you identify as an insurance person? Hey, like, how do you identify professionally in your position?
Yeah, I would say insurance marketing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think you get better? I mean, yeah, clearly, your responsibilities and your capabilities have progressed in the last 3 or 4 years. What do you do to be a better marketer?
I feel like it starts with listening. And just putting yourself in other people's shoes. So If you go in and you're a new marketer, don't go in and say, okay, let's do this, this, and this. I think you really have to listen to the organization, listen to the management team, and also listen to the front lines, because they're the ones who are interacting with clients on the daily, and their input is so valuable. So anything that I can do to align with those three, I do that. And then I know that I'm doing the right thing to get better from there.
Yeah.
If you have your platform, you need to meet with your management team. You need to be a part of the strategy meeting sessions or whatever your company has.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to seek out the tools that will help you become more efficient. And then take classes.
Ah, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Right.
So
take as many classes as you can.
Yeah. So I know you've taken classes. Do you, and I'm not sure if they're available where you are. Do you belong to any local network of marketers, like a MarTech group or anything like that?
No, I'm a part of our state association, but it's not marketing.
Yeah, it's probably insurance. What about online?
Yeah.
Do you are there marketers that you read? Do you
Safeco Marketer Development on LinkedIn. I reach out to my teachers at Safeco for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Folks at Agency Revolution, they're always willing to work with me. And then, just kind of network and build it out from there. I read a lot of insurance magazines.
Insurance nerds.
Like, I was scrolling through his stuff this morning.
Right.
And then podcasts like yours.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and
very good.
You can get to those, like, traditional classes, too. Like, stay in insurance, stay connected to that, but seek out the classes that will help you develop your marketing skills in insurance.
Yeah.
So Bricks and Clicks, Safeco Marketer Development. Those are my favorite programs.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Okay. One last question. If you could say something to the industry, to agency principals who are doing their best to thrive in a fast-paced, turbulent environment, what message would you want to deliver to the independent agents of today?
Yeah, make the choice to lead. Make the choice to lead our industry and stay fiercely independent. And I think from that, it will help guide you into the future. Take on technology, adopt it early, teach your coworkers, and be as efficient as you can.
Got it. All right, Tia.
Yeah.
This has been a terrific conversation, and I hope illuminating for a lot of agency principals who are thinking about their agency and thinking about the future. So you've been very generous with your time and sharing your wisdom. So, Tia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.